Now joined with our KTTN Weekly Coaches Show by the head coach of the Milan Wildcats, John Dabney. A handful of teams, Milan included in this, have played some pretty tough competition in non-conference. And as they head into a Grand River Conference play tonight, looking for their first victory of the season, Milan at Princeton on Friday on KTTN-FM 92.3. Coach Dabney, we kind of knew this last week, but that South Callaway team that you played last week, pretty good ball team.
Yes, they are. They're top quality team, very much like they have been in the past, and maybe a little faster, a little more speed than they have had. And that's saying something because they've had great speed, but they are, a bunch of 185 to 200 pound kids that can just flat get after it and move. And I know we're not going to be the only team they're going to cause trouble for.
Yeah, had a big win against Tolton week one, and Tolton is a team with a ton of athletes on it. Generally, and I know it maybe varies from school to school and team to team, but when you do see a Class 2 team, do you generally see it in the difference of size or speed?
You know, I it just depends on who you're playing, Tom. If you're going to play South Callaway or, there's it just kind of depends on the squad they have at the time. I mean, I'm sure there's some that are very comparable to your Class 1s, and then there's some that are probably comparable to some Class 3 schools. And, I put them up right up there with any top team in Class 2, that's for sure. You might see a little more speed, maybe a little more size across the board, maybe a few more numbers. It's hard to say exactly.
When you look at the way that your team competed and played Friday, what are the things that you tried to take out of a game like that in a positive vein going into Princeton?
More than anything, being with these guys on a daily basis and knowing mindsets and things like that, I think kids just got a little more confident up front as the game wore on a little bit and was, having to, play a little faster than they've probably ever played when you've got a lot of literally some kids out of eighth grade being ninth grade linemen and some first-year sophomores. I mean, it's, each week they've got to keep playing a little bit faster. And you know what? They're had a good friend of mine that came up that's a former retired coach. He's like, man, you've done this before. He said that group has got a little bit of nasty to them. He said they just kind of kept sticking in there as the game went along. And I said, I know. And so, Tom, sometimes the score isn't always indicative. I mean, we had a blocked punt. We had a couple deep, big play passes, and we got behind very quickly and very fast. And we just tried to continually get out and try to establish a few things as the game wore on. But and there's some other things too, Tom. When you have younger players, they're going to make really good plays. They're going to wow you and say, "God, I wish you'd do that every time." But it doesn't happen every time. And when you've done this, you realize, you become a little bit of a realist, those things are going to happen. They're not going to make that senior play every single time, or make that block like the senior would every single time. So it's a savvy senior, but, it's not going to happen like a microwave where it's not going to be ready to go in 30 seconds. We just got to keep working every week, getting better at what we do. Don't listen to the noise out there and some of the distractors and people like that who like to just stir the pot. And obviously they say things out there just to try because they don't want us to have success, and some of that's from within. And, we just have to ignore the noise and be bigger people than that. And because we got to ignore the distractions because that's just a tool of the devil, and we're just get away from it. That's what people want to distract us and say things. And, we're not playing the little sisters of the poor the first couple weeks, and I don't think New England went undefeated last year in the Super Bowl year they won last year either. So it's a progress, it's a process, and we're going to continually keep working. And we are definitely a group of kids that are going to stick together and get better every week, and I look for improvement this week.
Yeah, well, when you see, because you know your team better than anybody else, Coach, so you can see from week to week, from practice to practice, guys getting better. Where are you seeing the guys, particularly the guys who maybe this is their first year really getting on the varsity field, where are you seeing them getting better week by week?
I just think they're just getting physically and mentally, more mentally, just more mentally comfortable with, the weekly sequence. It's not middle school week anymore, And hell, some of our freshmen, I think when they were seventh grade, they'd play on a Thursday. Then last year they played on a Tuesday. And those weeks were not exactly your normal type of football week. So You know, we're in week three of, other than, you know, your normal two-a-day time and your summertime we have. I mean, we're, as far as getting into a weekly ritual, I mean, it's still week three of orientation. So, we got a big group of freshmen. So, and I lean on the big group of sophomores who've had to do a little of this last year, too. So, kids are really talking, communicating, and each week, you know, the better. The more comfortable you get, the more relaxed you go out and play, and we just hope that, you know, will continue each week.
How long was Dom's touchdown run in the fourth quarter, Coach?
I think it was 77 yards.
I was going to say, it was a long run. What was that play like, and who kind of, you know, blocking-wise or just you know, the overall crux of the play, what kind of made that play work for you?
I just think everybody got a hat on a hat. I mean, hardly touched, you know. I mean, to go that distance, you got to have a little bit of speed and you know, and see what's going on. But everybody blocked everyone really great. Like I said, as the game kind of wore on, we didn't drive the ball and just, you know, a good team like them, we moved it a little bit, and then they finally said, you know, enough's enough of this, you guys, you know. And then, you know, but, you know, this early for them. They're still trying to, you know, keep playing. And, you know, we just got better. It's, you know, Tom, when you get a hat on it, sometimes you don't get everybody on there and you give a 6, 7, 8 yard gain, maybe something like that. But it just goes to show you, when you get a hat on a hat and kid that's got, you know, pretty decent speed, you know, big plays can happen.
Does this team, I was talking to Dennis about this earlier this week, does this team or the potential that your group has, does it kind of remind you of the young group that you had when you played your games over at Truman State a few years ago?
A little bit. I mean, the personality of those two teams, without, you know, making anyone matter, totally different squads, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just different types of kids, you know, but and some of those kids had played a little bit, at least, you know what I mean? So this one's probably a little more wet behind the ears, so it's still kind of, you know, comparing apples and oranges, but, you know, to a certain degree, you are, you know, and I've done this in previous job. You just have to, you know, be there for them and just keep coaching them up and realize that there's some things they don't know as readily, quickly, and it's what might seem easy to you as a coach. You know, you just, I tell my young coaches, I'm just like, you've got to, what might seem easy to you, and some of those guys even coach for me, play for me, I said, they don't know the football like you do. You just have to continually rep it, and be redundant is the big word. Be redundant to the point when they're tired in a game, they know what they're doing, and it just eventually take its course.
You've seen a lot of the Princeton Tigers, Coach. As a conference foe, you've played them, even non-conference, you played them in years before that, and you see them in Jamboree for a number of years. What's your thoughts on what Coach Hotmer has up there this year?
I think he's got a tremendous, well-balanced squad. Just everyone across the board, backs, receivers, line, size, speed. Looks to me like this is a lot of hard work put together, and, you know, type of system they're running, and, you know, they just look in mid-season form, and I see them getting tougher and tougher as each week goes. I mean, they are I sent him a note, or just called him and told him, I'm just, as a young coach, I'm like, hey, you know, you're doing a great job, and just give them a compliment and just tell them to, you know, it's they just think they're doing a fantastic job, and they're coaches, and, you know, they're going to be a very formidable opponent for everybody, and they've got the kids out, and they've got them believing, and, you know, whether they're an opponent of yours or not, you've coached football for a long time, and you're in the educational system, you know, deep down, you know, they're your colleagues, and then, you know, it's, in the long run, those kids are, you know, it's their time. I mean, they've been growing up, playing a little bit as young players as well, and they've been maturing, and it's, you know what I mean? It's just, hopefully that's where we'll be in a couple years, you know? I mean, we just got to keep, you know, playing our guys, and the next thing you know, you when the iron's hot, you got to strike, right, Tom?
Absolutely. Yeah, I made the comparison to, you know, kind of Milan, where Princeton was a year ago at this time, and something clicked for them. And I know it's very difficult to put your finger on what clicks at some point where guys just get it. But, you know, you've been around the bend a little bit, John. When you do see a football team that, you know, maybe it's over a 2-3 week period, just gets better quick, what are usually the things that kind of click for young men?
you just have to keep, you know, doing what you believe in, just keep repping what you're doing and, you know, looking at the team you play and getting prepared for that. But I just think it's to get better each week, you just have to get ready. You know, it's hard to, you know, just exactly pinpoint, but just don't forget, you know, you still got your individual periods. You still got to stick to your fundamentals. You got to keep working on your, whether it's angles tackling, the way you step and block, and no false steps. It's just, it's continual, and you got to be patient. You got to want to work at those fundamentals every day as best you can, and eventually it just, whether it's a pull step or any kind of down block and head placement and hand placement and everything else, just it all just, you know, it's just like locking in your old, back in the old days when you had to get out and lock your front end on a four-wheel pickup. So at some point, it just all gets locked in, and then you just hopefully you just keep rolling from there.
Head coach John Dabney of the Milan Wildcats. It's going to be a really fun conference to cover this year. I think the games are going to be competitive, and they should be entertaining for the fans. It's Milan at Princeton Friday night at 7. Coach, best of luck to you and the Wildcats. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Appreciate your all's coverage.